2 of DPS FM. On the show we have
sports,
strange but true facts,
joke of the week,
an interview with Mr. M.
Hello.
And the competition winner and new competition.
And finally, the birthday shoutouts.
Here it is with Tom with the sports.
Now it's time for the sports update. I will be doing Premier League football and Jonathan will be doing the Rugby Union Pro 12. Man United are first with 80 points. Man City are second with 65 points. Arsenal are third with 59 points. Then, close behind, Chelsea are with 58 points. And Tottenham Hotspur are tying with Chelsea, also with 58 points.
Now it's time for the RoboDirect Pro 12. In first place, Ulster with 71 points. In second place, Leinster with 68 points. In third place, Glasgow with 67 points. In fourth place, Ospreys with 62 points. And in fifth place with 62 points, Scarlets. And now it's over to Tom with strange but true facts.
Now it's time for the strange but true facts. During your lifetime, you'll eat 60,000 pounds of food. That's the weight of about 6 elephants. A sneeze travels out of your mouth at 100 miles per hour. That's faster than a cheetah running at full sprint. And finally, dolphins sleep with one eye open.
Now it's time for joke of the week. How do you fit 6 donkeys into a fire engine?
I don't know. How do you fit 6 donkeys into a fire engine?
2 in the front, 2 in the back, and 2 in the top going E-R, E-R, E-R.
Now it's time for the interview with Mr. M. Jonathan will ask the questions, and obviously Mr. M will provide the answers.
What is it like being a teacher?
That's a very good question, Jonathan. Being a teacher is a very enjoyable job. It's a job that I look forward to every single day. Every day there's something fun to do in the classroom. It's great fun working on things like this, working on the radio programmes, and we do a lot of work like animation and so in the class. It's great helping people, I find, as a teacher. You enjoy working with people with their maths and their English and just seeing them, you know, learn how to do something one day that they weren't able to do the day before. There's a lot of marking in the job, and sometimes there's a lot of administrative work that you have to do out of school, but overall it's a very rewarding job and a really, really enjoyable job and a job I love to do.
Good answer. How are you going to handle next year's class of 32?
That is an interesting verb you've used there, the word handle, for 32 children next year. I think 32 children is a lot different than our class at the minute, where we have got 20 children, so there's a difference there of 12. There's going to be a lot more marking to do. There's going to be a lot more bodies to fit into the room, so we'll have to see where we're going to put all the boys and girls next year. But I think the P6s this year, who will be P7 next year, will have a lot of fun when they're in P7. We're going to be able to do a lot more radio programs because there's an extra 12 of them, so we'll have more radio programs to go around. So I think it'll be a challenge next year, but I think they'll have fun, and hopefully there'll be a lot of those 32 who'll be coming to Manchester, and I'll have just as good a time on the trip as we are all going to have when we go in June.
How much do you miss everyone when they leave?
Well, that is a very good question, because every year when it comes to June and we have our leaver service, it's a very sad day and also a very happy day. Now, I'm sad to see the boys and girls leave Downpatrick Primary School, because they've been here, some of them, for 7 years, and we've all as teachers had the opportunity to get to know them and to watch them develop and watch them turn into the clever young boys and girls who are going to go off into year 8. So in that way, it's a happy day for us, because we can see how much the boys and girls have developed. But it's a sad day too, because we will miss them next year. But the important thing, and we always say this to the P7s who are leaving, they can always come back and visit, and quite a lot of them do come back in September and October and all throughout the year and let us know how they're getting on. So it's a happy, sad day. We're happy to see them go because it's time to move on, but we're also sad because we'll miss them next year, and we know that they'll miss us in Downpatrick Primary School.
Well, that was a very good interview. And there are your answers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For now, it's time for the DPS birthday shout-outs. We have
Chelsea from P7, Jay from P6, Kleina from C1, Caitlin from P4, Ellen from P3, Aoife from P2, and David from C1.
And here's a special song for you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, have a happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, have a happy birthday.
And now it's time for the competition winner.
And the winner for last week's competition is... He's in C2.
He's from Coyle.
It's Jake from C2!
And he just awards his house 10 points.
And now it's time for our new competition.
You can enter it by going to the school website.
Now here it is. A long time ago, in a time of magic, the destiny of a great kingdom rests in the shoulders of a young man. His name...
Arthur,
Merlin,
or C, Uther.
Choose your answer wisely. And now it's sadly time to say goodbye.
We hope you've enjoyed the show.
Goodbye from
Tom and
Johnny. You will hear us with Andriana and Treya next week.
Bye.